exercise change?
I would say set yourself upper and lower boundaries. So have really high aspirations that you can work through, but don't make that your criterion for success.
Okay.
That's your, it would be nice if I get there, but actually the starting point is this is my minimum. And the other thing within that is I would say be tolerant but not too tolerant.
Okay.
So really allow yourself to understand why you do what you do and accept it, but don't then give yourself permission to therefore not do anything. No matter how small it is, if you continue to do something, that's building up that success.
Okay.
So set up things where you have a 99% likelihood of success, and success breeds success. Set up something which is a 1% likelihood of success, 99% likelihood of failure, you are actually setting yourself up to fail.
Okay, so you've got those boundaries, and as long as you're operating within that upper and lower boundary, and you're consistent with your efforts, changes will happen.
Yeah, and be realistic that change takes time. There are slips.
Sure.
It is that pushing forward, stepping back, pushing forward and stepping back, and that's a normal part of the change process. Yeah. And the other bit that's absolutely key, as you mentioned before, is allow yourself some amount of time in that contemplation.
Mm.
Is actually think about, you know, what are my values? What are the things that for me are emotionally really important?
Mm.
So emotionally really important about stopping this behaviour, and emotionally really, really important about engaging in another behaviour.
Right.
And the final bit is, how do you build hope? And you build hope by making sure that those goals are really, really realistic.
Mm.
And with hope comes commitment.